In early 2015, scientists at the University of Calgary reported concern over bisphenol S, BPS, thought to be a less harmful version of BPA. It is found in many products carrying BPA-free labels. The study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found low doses of BPA and BPS to cause underdevelopment and hyperactivity in zebrafish, which share 80% of their genes with humans. Many plastics also contain dioxins, which have been shown to cause cancer, especially breast cancer. These chemicals from plastics find their way into our bodies in a number of ways. As Dr. Edward Fujimoto, director of the Center for Health Promotion at Castle Medical Center in Hawaii, warns, freezing plastic bottles with water in them can release dioxins, as can heating fatty foods in plastic containers in microwave ovens. The combination of fat, high heat, and plastics releases dioxin into the food and ultimately into the cells of the body. Frozen TV dinners, instant ramen and soups, and such should be removed from their container before heating. Fujimoto also notes that the presence of dioxins is one reason some fast food chains have moved away from foam containers, using paper instead. Fujimoto recommends using glass, such as Corningware, Pyrex, or ceramic containers, for heating food. Yet the FDA, while not oblivious to the plastics problem, has willfully disregarded the extent of the risk. The agency admits that the substances used to make plastics may leach into foods, yet it claims that the levels in foods are within the margin of safety. The FDA website adds it has seen no evidence that plastic containers or films contain dioxins and knows of no reason why they would, apparently disregarding clear evidence to the contrary. Though the FDA continues to play dumb on these safety issues, researchers' concerns have begun trickling down to consumers, whose wariness over the health dangers of soft drinks is beginning to show in soft drink sales.